Are your requirements drowning in complexity? Have you ever forgotten who your end user is? Let's fix that now. You mind if I tell you a short story? I remember I worked with this gentleman named, let's call him Mike. Incredible smart business analyst. Mike had one little tiny issue. He loved documentation a little too much. Now, if you know me, I always talk about documentation beats conversation. But Mike took it to a level that we secretly started calling him Captain Complexity. See, ask Mike for something simple and you'll get a 50-page masterpiece filled with flowcharts, bullet points, and the jargon. Impressive, of course, sure, but stakeholders dreaded reading his emails. One day I asked Mike, your documents are practically novels. I mean, they're like books. But have you actually talked to your stakeholders to find out what they actually really need? He paused, laughed nervously, and said, honestly, no, I haven't yet. I assumed everyone loved details. Therefore, we decided to try something different. Mike and I met directly with the stakeholders, asked questions, and truly, and I do mean truly, listen, and something surprising happened. The requirements became clearer. The stakeholders were engaged, and Mike's next documentation shrunk from a 50-page novel to just 5 pages. Therefore, everyone just started looking forward to actually reading Mike's email. So why am I sharing this story with you, family? It highlights a common but crucial mistake business analysts often make: overcomplicating requirement documentation. That brings us into point number one: overcomplicating requirement documentation. Listen, using overly technical language or unnecessary complexity in documentation can confuse stakeholders. Matter of fact, if I'm just going to be transparent with you, it will actually slow down the actual reviews. Why is this important? Because clear, concise documentation speeds up stakeholder feedback and reduces misunderstanding. Experiment with these actionable tips. Use plain language when possible. Incorporate visuals, diagrams, and flowcharts for complex processes, of course, and then use peer-reviewed documentation for clarity before circulating widely. Point number two, failing to document changes and decisions. You already know, like I always talk about documentation beats conversation, but this is important because a lot of times what ends up happening is verbal agreements or undocumented decisions often lead to confusion, conflicting versions of what the actual requirement was, and a lack of accountability. This is important because formal documentations establish a single source of truth, providing clarity and traceability for future reference. Experiment with these actionable tips. Record every major decision, whether it's in a meeting, minutes, a decision log. Communicate changes in a centralized location, making sure that the repository is accessible. Assign owners to each document, change, and or decision. Point number three, neglecting to involve end users early. BAs sometimes focus on high-level stakeholder requirements without actually engaging the actual users late in the process, resulting in missed user-centric needs. End users offer practical insights into daily operations and help the acceptance of the actual adaptation. Experiment with these actionable tips. Facilitate user groups or usability testing sessions. Encourage pilot programs or even a beta testing. Maintain open channels for user feedback throughout the project. Point number four, inadequate user acceptance testing planning. What does that mean? See, if BAs do not define UAT scopes, test scenarios, and success criteria early, testing may be rushed, or matter of fact, it will definitely be incomplete. Why is this important? Because proper UAT confirms whether the solution meets business needs and drives final users in buy-in. I would love for you to experiment with these actionable tips. Develop a detailed UAT plan with timelines and responsibilities. Collaborate with end users to create realistic test scenarios. And the last and final one, allocate enough time for bug fixes and retesting cycles. Point number five, underestimating the impact of organizational change. The BAs can overlook how existing processes, power dynamics, or historical issues within an organization affect requirements gathering and solution adaptation. Why is this important? Aligning solutions with organizational culture eases resistance, it accelerates adaptation, and it just improves the overall success of the project. Experiment with some of these actionable tips. Observe, ask about organizational norms and prior project experience. Engage a change management or organizational development specialist when needed. And the last and final one, propose changes incrementally to ease cultural adaptation. I took my time with that because I want you to know, and I shared this before, you don't want to come in and even if you're at the organization or new, let's do that. You want to be able to propose changes incrementally. You want to learn what is currently there. You want to learn how everything is continually moving. All right, I'll move on. Point number six, neglecting collaboration with the technical teams. Oh my goodness. How many times have I seen this? You know, where a BA works in a silo place, they start working all individually and then handing off requirements to developers without discussing the technical feasibility or constraints. Why is this important? Collaboration ensures requirements are realistic and properly estimated and technically sound. Experiment with these actionable tips. Schedule regular touch points with technical leads. Use a shared tool. I don't care if it's Jira or Trello for real-time requirement discussion, and encourage technical feedback during requirement drafting phase. Point number seven, insufficient risk analysis. BAs may focus heavily on, the happy path, but ignoring potential risk or alternative scenarios that can actually end up derailing the project. Why is this important? Because early risk identification and mitigation planning prevents surprises, budget overruns, and most of all, missed deadlines. Experiment with these actionable tips. Brainstorm possible risk and requirement sessions. Maintain a risk register with probability and impact assessments, and collaborate with the project managers to define risk mitigation strategies. Point number eight, overlooking post-implementation reviews. This is one of those things where many BAs just decide not to follow up after the project completion to gather the lessons learned, the user feedback, and of course, the system performance data. This is important because post-implementation reviews identify improvement areas and validate whether business objectives were met. Experiment with these actionable tips. Schedule formal reviews with all relevant stakeholders, document lessons learned in a shared repository, and create a plan to address any gaps or improvement in any release areas. And most of all, just don't look at that repository once. Make sure you go back and review it. Well, family, as you've heard today, avoiding the common mistakes as a business analyst is not about knowing what not to do. It's really about intentionally changing how you work. Remember Mike, our beloved Captain Complexity? He listened, learned, and took immediate action. Today is your turn. So, here's what you can do right now. Simplify your approach. Reduce unnecessary complexity in your documentation. Remember, clarity beats complexity every time. And take ownership of your growth. Apply these lessons immediately. Action creates results, while hesitation creates missed opportunities. Ooh, I like that. But here's the truth. Nothing changes until you take action. Therefore, I challenge you today, not tomorrow, but today, right after today's episode, to identify just one immediate step you can take to engage directly, simplifying your documentation and elevating your impact as a business analyst to the next level. Knowing is not enough. We must apply. Willing is not enough. We must do. Johan. I go by the name ED for all you smart and intelligent folks out there. That just simply means, Ed, I appreciate the opportunity and it's been such an honor. Until next time.